All right, ladies, here we go. We're diving into today's Attracting Profit podcast. And everything that I talk about on Emotionally Uncomfortable, whatever topic we're talking about, this is all about you becoming alive and aligned and the person that you truly desire to be. So whatever those desires are inside of you, that part of you that is craving more, that is the part that we're listening to. We're not listening to the ego. We're not listening to fear. We're not listening to who everyone else wants us to be. And for this particular episode, we're also not going to listen to the people who taught us about money when it no longer feels aligned. We are going to go out into the world and we are going to find mentors that we align with. And we are going to learn about money, values, beliefs, savings, investing based on people who are aligned with our beliefs. The reason why I'm saying this is because when it comes to attracting profit, I see there's three pillars. It's time, energy, and money. Traditionally, we're just looking at revenue or profit, like actual money, but I see profit as having all three. Knowing that you can have that time flexibility in your life, like you feel in control of your time, you know how to manage it even when there's a lot on your plate. And that goes the same with energy. And for me, energy is not just physical energy. There's mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual. So there's so much more that happens here. And this is everything that we talk about inside of our mastery programs and our Mastery Plus business program. And you're welcome to check that out if you want. Just go to heatherchauvin.com/mastery and you can check that out. You can book a call, you can register there. And this is really about today's conversation is how I host my own weekly kind of business money date. So to give you a quick background, I am a seven-figure earner. The company has made seven figures, so $1 million for the last few years. And so that is my comfort zone. And what I mean by that is getting to this point is not who I needed to become to get to this point is a different version than who I was when I started my business or when I hit my first six figures. So when you hit seven figures or multi seven figures, and that becomes your consistent, that is your new norm, right? So whether it is your money identity, whether it is how you show up and lead, every breakthrough that you have from a financial standpoint becomes your new normal. And in order for you to go to the next level, there's a few different things that need to happen. Number one is you need to surround yourself with next level people. You physically have to find the people who have already done what you want to do, who have already made the money you want to do, who have already, you know, created that, and I'm using profit because this is the Attracting Profit podcast, has already created the life that you want in some aspect. Of course, it's not going to be a direct replica, but if it's someone who's like, hey, you've created work-life balance, like how did you do that? Hey, you have become financially free. How did you do that? And the way that one person invests is not going to be the same the way that the other person invests, but you need to surround yourself with these types of people. You also need to observe how these people show up and what their habits are. And you're probably going to notice that these people do things differently than the people you currently surround yourself with. And I notice a lot of times with women, you know, making money, it's, you know that have the skill of making money, but you don't know the skill of keeping money. And you don't know the skill of investing money, whether you want to become an angel investor, or whether you want to do traditional investing, or you want to do real estate, or whatever that is. So that is another skill in itself. And this is something that we are starting to talk about a lot inside of our communities, because we're attracting these women who are making money in their business. And they're like, I still feel lack, right? Whether it's the time, the energy piece, or they're like, now that I'm making money, how can I keep money? How can I invest money? So this is something we're digging deeper into, bringing experts on, experts that I have kind of like sorted through myself, because I think it's incredibly frustrating when, and I was speaking to a client this morning traditional wealth building, I'm using air quotes that you can't see, we've learned from like our dad or our grandparents. And of course, male dominated. And we also put the power in other people's hands to manage our money. And then we feel out of control. So I just think money in general is an area and a bucket of our lives, just like our health, that we cannot outsource. We can outsource to professionals, and that's for sure, but you cannot outsource your power when it comes to money and wealth building, because it will leave you broke, right? So if your gut is telling you that I need more collaborative money people in your life, then trust your instincts. Oftentimes when I'm entering a relationship with a money person in whatever it can be, it could be like an accountant, a bookkeeper, an investor, something like that, it's really important for me to ask myself, do I feel like our values are aligned? A lot of people want to treat me like somebody who works a 9-to-5 job, and that's not the case for entrepreneurship. And I am also a very, my values are, I do not want to save every single penny and feel restrictive in my life if I'm working my ass off. I want to be able to live my life now, but also plan for the future as well. So there's a lot of money people out there that I actually do not align with because it's not in alignment with my values. And that was a whole unlearning process that I had to go through. And so I'm going to talk a little bit about what I do on a weekly basis for my money date. And this is for my business. One of the skills that you need to acquire as a business owner, and you could totally challenge me on this, you could have a CFO in the back of your, you know, back pocket, which is totally fine, but you need to be able to look at your numbers and know, do I need to bring in more money? Do I need to cut down on expenses? Where are we? Are we in a healthy state? Are we not in a healthy state? And I think you, to be most people, just need to get more involved with their money. So I'm going to go bring you on a little journey, and I hope that you take what I give you, leave the rest. And know that this is like a weekly ritual that is always being updated. The other thing I wanted to say is oftentimes I will attract women who, well, there's two types of people. One that are already making good money and they look at their money, but they have money scarcity. Like there's a lot of fear around it and they don't know how to manage their fear. So that's why I teach them emotional intelligence. And most of that comes from lack of financial literacy skills. So then we teach you financial literacy skills and you then feel more empowered with your money. And then there's that woman who has kind of bought into what they're teaching you online, which is like get rich quick schemes and kind of like, you know, the abundance, like all you have to do is create a vision board and manifest and meditate and your life will be great. But I don't believe that. And when I started my journey forever ago and this stuff was out there, I noticed there was a lot of people who were really doing the inner work around the emotions of money, but they weren't actually looking at money. And I think it's just really, really, really important to empower yourself when it comes to money. I was actually observing, I was watching a movie the other night, and this is how my brain has been thinking now because I'm becoming obsessed with this. When I think about profit, again, I think about money, time, energy. And there was this true story, watching the true story. And of course, this person came into a health crisis, and probably because of my background as well with my health crisis. And I was watching the hardship that this family was going through because of the crisis. And I looked over at my husband, and I said, if this woman had financial literacy skills, their trajectory of their life would have been very different. But the fact that she didn't, generationally, she was passing down this like money trauma per se. And he, of course, rolled his eyes and was like, oh my God, you just don't let up. Like you think about this all the time. But that's how my brain is viewed, is like, how can I live in alignment with how I want to feel. And this is a daily practice, not only to inspire other people, but to change the legacy and the trajectory for my children. And people think profit is extra and profit is luxury and the profit is self-absorbing and, oh, I don't need that much. I just need enough. But most people aren't even giving themselves enough. And then when it goes to investing, like investing in your greatest asset, which is you, the first objection that I hear people say, especially women, is I can't. And the reality is if you are not willing to invest in yourself, like time and energy in new skills and practice and putting in the reps, like you're never going to be able to break those generational patterns. So typically when you're about to take that action step and take the big leap to create change in your life, it is very, 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 very scary and emotionally uncomfortable. So here we go with my weekly money date. So step one, on a personal level, the first time I sat down to look at my actual money, I was sitting with my husband and I had a lot of money beliefs. This was actually probably the time when I was going through treatment and we needed to figure out our money shit. It was one of the first times we actually looked at our money. A lot of people don't even look at their money and therefore they're avoidant towards it. So if you are one of those people, you please, 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 pen and paper, and you just need to open your fucking bank accounts. Like you got to get over yourself and you just need to open your bank accounts. And if there's $0 coming in and, or even if you are not the breadwinner, that's okay. You need to ask your partner, can I sit with you and you can show me the money stuff? And if they say no, that's a red flag. So you need to be able to say, okay, well, I'm going to look into this myself. I just want to be empowered. I really want to learn about money. But if your partner will not let you look at the money, that is a huge red flag and you need to take that seriously. Because it's a control tactic and you know, you live in the house. Like you should be able to spend money, save money, do all the things, even if you are not a breadwinner. So the first time I had pen and paper, I opened my debit account, my credit cards, and my husband sat next to me and did the same. And we went line by line by line on how much we were spending. So just like I do my brain dump with pen and paper, we kind of created pockets of like buckets on a piece of paper. So just put a line down the middle and then two lines across and you have like six buckets. And I started writing line by line. So example, one was like coffee at this local coffee shop, $2.53. I would put $2.53 with my pen on a piece of paper under extra food. That wasn't grocery store stuff. That was like extra, right? So we would go line by line and I would put everything under each category. And the first time I did this through debit and credit card, all of ours, I did mine personally and then he did his and then we combined them. It felt so messy and so emotionally uncomfortable. I cried. Like I cried for days. I felt sick to my stomach. So one, I'm telling you what the beginning of my weekly money date journey looked like. It was disgusting. Like I was so ashamed of myself. I was so embarrassed. And so was my husband, to be honest. Like it broke so many beliefs that I had that he was better with money than I was. He had just much fear and money stuff that I did, except, you know, he's the quote unquote man. So he's supposed to know this. And I'm using air quotes again. We both needed to empower ourselves. Remember, nobody taught us about money. We go with the flow. Our parents don't want to talk to us about this, which is ridiculous in my eyes. And nobody tells you or teaches you anything. And so you're just flying by the seat of your pants, crossing your fingers. No wonder why we have so much debt culturally and why everyone has so much fear and anxiety around money. So once we got, first of all, that's a partnership, you know, exercise on steroids for you. Who needs therapy? Just look at your money together and have a puke bucket. Anywho. So once we got clear on how much we were actually spending every month on food and car payments and whatever, then we had like a starting point for a budget. And I don't like the word budget. That does not, I don't do well with a budget. I like to have parameters, but the B word is very triggering for me. It feels restrictive. But I needed to know, am I spending $500 a month on groceries or $2,000 a month on groceries? Like, that's a huge thing, right? And then I look and it's like, well, now let's look at your behaviors. Do we need to be spending $200 extra a month on coffee purchased every time we leave the house, you know, getting into the habit of going through a drive-thru? Is that required? Does that actually bring you joy, right? Can we cut that out? And it's not about the $200. It's about, is this aligned? Does it bring us joy, right? And in some seasons it did. It, for my husband, he's like, honestly, that's like a ritual. I do it before I go to work. Well, he doesn't do that now. So during COVID, we actually bought like a really nice espresso maker, and that was like 2000 bucks or something. And now we make a lot of coffee from home, and I barely go through drive-throughs. But changing that pattern, it took a lot. But I think COVID really did that. And to be honest, it wasn't about taking away that money. It was more of like, is this aligned with how we want to feel? And it didn't happen overnight. Another thing is clothing. So I am the type of person that like doesn't buy stuff and then I binge buy. I'm not someone who buys a lot of clothes all at once, but then I'll be like, I don't need that. And then I wait too long and then I'm like, fuck me, I have no clothes. And then I binge buy and I don't really budget for it. So what I decided to do was to have a monthly budget for money and physically put money into a bank account that was like just for clothing, so that when I did binge buy, I had the cash on hand and I did kind of have like parameters that I needed to stick within. So it was just observing your own behaviors of like, where do I get hyper-focused on things? Where do I avoid? So that's like the number one. That's like the personal from the weekly money date. There's definitely next level to this. We talk about it inside of our community. We have financial coaches inside of our community that you can book more time with. And it's really about empowering you with your time, your money, and your energy and the bigger vision of who you want to be. So again, if that's something you're interested in, then just go check out heatherchauvin.com/mastery. Now I want to talk for a sec about this business aspect of it. So one of the biggest game changers for me was the book Profit First. And so for some of you, you may be like, oh my gosh, she's speaking my language. I love Profit First. I use it all the time. And for some of you, you're thinking, I've never heard of Profit First before. I don't know what that is. I want to learn more about it. I just said this to a group of people that I was talking to. It is fascinating what can actually happen in your life when you read a book or listen to a book and go to the chapter summaries at the end of each chapter and actually implement the dang action steps that they tell you to do. I have never personally worked with a profit first professional. I have a lot of clients and colleagues who are profit first professionals who have literally educated themselves on being profit first professionals. And I implemented the action steps at the back of each chapter in that book, Profit First, with Mike Michalowicz, I think. There's different variations of Profit First because other people have like Profit First for this, Profit First for that. I just read the main book and I didn't even read the book. I went to the back and I just took action on the action steps. That is the type of person that I am, which is why you get results. I took action. I didn't just buy the book, let it sit there and collect dust. I physically, and I didn't even want to read it because it wasn't entertaining to me. And I was like, I don't fucking care. Just tell me what to do. So I just went to the action steps and I took the action. When I didn't understand the action steps, then I read that chapter. So I'm just trying to let you know what's the profile of the identity of the type of person that is me. I will take action on things, mainly because my pain was getting too bad. And part of that with business was business is so unpredictable, and it's not like paycheck to paycheck, like, you know, you're paying, how you're paying yourself, all the things. Every time I've helped a client implement this, and again, I'm not a profit first professional inside of our program, I have a module that I created for like a non-money person who probably has some learning disabilities. I was like, do this, A, B, C, D. This is exactly what I did. When my clients start and do the basic work of profit first, they're like, oh my God, I get it now. Like, I can totally see how this can be a game changer. So after I did that, my husband actually said to me, Heather, I've noticed that you have started to sleep better at night. And I've been using this, I don't know, maybe 5 years or more now. And it's really helped with like, where's the money going, right? And do I have enough money to pay myself? So you can read the book. There's like 5 different bank accounts that you need to have. And for different types of industries, you can definitely alter it towards your own. I've made it kind of my own after a while. And I've also created more of a profit first system for my personal life as well. So I kind of have, in essence, profit first is like pay yourself first, make your business profitable, and then reverse engineer it from there. So you're literally creating an account called profit, and you're, even if it's 1%, you're putting 1% in there. But it's really about how much do you need to pay yourself? Okay, cool. Now you're going to reverse engineer everything else. I think the reason why I like this process so much is it reminds me of my energetic time management process, which is like, how do you want to feel? Reverse engineer from there, instead of the other way around. So often when people come in, they're like, Heather, I'm multi 6 or 7 figures. And they're just like, I shouldn't be hustling this hard. I shouldn't be working this hard. And there's many reasons. It's not just profit first, but when we don't know how to manage money, we often don't know how to manage our energy or our time. They're so interconnected. So once you learn a strategy like this and you start implementing it, you could be incredibly profitable right off the get-go, even if you're in startup in business, but you need to know how to do that. So once I start implementing profit first, I started buying back my time and energy because I'm like, oh, I can breathe, right? So every week, I go in to, I sit down, I still do line by line of like, where am I spending? And I don't do that every week, but maybe every few months, where is all my money going? And I will open my personal, I will open my business. I typically have like a session for personal and then a session for business. I'm really focused on managing money, time, and energy. Somebody else can do this by any means. But if I'm still doing it every once in a while, it's like, I just have my pulse on it. Where's the resources going, right? Money, time, and energy. And so the same thing in my business, I'll have buckets and I'll go line by line on my business credit cards or wherever it's coming in and going out. How much money am I spending for this? How much money am I spending for that? How much is coming in? It's just like a profit and loss. And then after I do all of this and I have very clear, like what's coming in, what's going out, where are the energy leaks? Write that down. I like to patch energy leaks very quickly. So I take very quick action on patching leaks. Sometimes I've hired somebody and they're not a good fit and I'm like, okay, I gotta let you go. Sometimes, you know, you have all these like softwares that you're using that you're not no longer serving you, you let that go. Sometimes it's like, holy shit, this is like a lead problem and I really need to focus my energy and attention on there. Or no, this is a structural problem. So once I have that awareness, that's kind of where I'm focusing my energy and attention either for that week or that quarter. Now, the last thing I want to say about this, I know I'm telling you what I do. It took me a really long time to become the type of person that could do this in 20 minutes. And I'm pretty non-emotional about it now. But for the longest time, I would cry every single time I would open a bank account. I felt so stupid. I felt ashamed. I felt lonely. I felt like I wasn't good enough. I wasn't good with money. And what I realized by talking to other women was I wasn't alone in this feeling. And that just the fact that I was willing to open my bank accounts and do this type of work apparently set me up as somebody who was willing to do work that most people won't do. And I think that attributes to the fact that I am willing to feel my feelings. So a lot of times people are incredibly avoidant. I see it all the time. I'm like, hello, where are you? Oh, I've just been so busy. And I'm like, well, why are you busy? Like, you're avoidant. You said this was a priority for you and you're not looking at it. So you have to ask yourself, if this is a priority for me and I need to make more money, then you have to look at making more money. Okay. It's may not be a huge issue today, but it's probably going to be an issue 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years down the road. There's been women in my life too that, you know, they're in their 60s or 70s and their partner passes away and they don't know how to pay a phone bill. They haven't even looked at their bank account. So it's something just like your health that you need to take ownership of. And if you don't and you avoid it, it's not going to get you anywhere. And I do see that money, regardless if you are the breadwinner or not, you should be taking ownership for it. So you don't have to actually have a paycheck, but you should feel in control of your money. It is very connected to your confidence and self-worth and to be able to put yourself out there. And oftentimes people will be in partnerships and one partner will say, we can't afford that. When in reality, you can afford it. You just, that person has a lack money mindset and they're hoarding money. And the other person is like, oh my gosh, we have $100,000 in this account. You're telling me I can't spend $1,000 or $10,000 like, and I need to invest in this or my mental health is going to suffer. So you have to get really honest with yourself as to like, is this actual fear or is this reality? And most of the time it's fear-based and it's not reality-based. And then the last sprinkle that I put on my weekly money dates is how do I want to feel? So write that down. How do I want to feel? And what do I need this week or this month or this quarter in order to get back in alignment with how I want to feel? And when it comes to profit, sometimes that is focusing my energy and attention on a revenue generating task and just focusing there so that when someone's like, do you want to do this? Do you want to do this? Should we do this? Should we do this? I'm like, no, 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 no. So over the years, I have gotten incredibly clear on where I need to focus my energy and attention. And I've only been able to do that through mentorship, especially when you're growing a business and it has to do with money. And that's something that I do help people with, especially one-on-one inside of our Mastery Plus Business program. And because it's really important, it's very unique per person, but you have to have aligned values with the mentors that you hire. So how do I want to feel? Oftentimes, the last thing I want to say about this, especially with money, like, do I want to buy myself something? Do I want to go on a trip? Do I want to invest in something in the business? Oftentimes this is not aligned. What I want to do and what other people want to do are not aligned. But I have to remember that this is my business. And my job as Heather in this body, in this life, is to feel as good as I possibly can. So just because I want to make an investment in the business or in my personal life that other people, and it might be my team or it might be my partner, might think I don't need to invest in, this is where it comes to agency and discernment and coming back to yourself and deeply trusting yourself. And we cannot learn to deeply trust ourselves if we are not even willing to open our bank accounts. So I hope you gained some value from how I host my weekly money dates on a personal and professional level. And my goal for you is just to start looking at it. and know that change is possible and how you feel around it is 100% possible. But you will not feel empowered with your money if you keep taking other people's beliefs as true. You need to create your own money identity, ask multiple professionals for help, and then always come back to your gut and trust yourself.